Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
RobertScottBell.com today, you'll see that I superimpose the heads of myself and Liam Sheff, my co-host today, on a little wrestling bodies from the movie Nacho Libre. And so we wanted to come on to that music. Liam, are you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm reading a book. Don't bother me. I'm reading.
Now, the reason that I wanted to play that music at the very first of the show, and thanks for joining us today, Robert Scott Bell Show. I am Ty Bollinger. I'm your host today. Robert is on his way to the American Naturopathic Medical Association meeting today, the convention out in Las Vegas. So Liam and I are going to be hosting for Robert, but we wanted to play that music because we don't want you to think that we have too big of a heads on us. And so we put our heads on the body of Nacho Libre, the fat and the skinny guy, Nacho Libre, as opposed to the Road Warriors, because we felt like if we put them on the Road Warriors, you'd think that we thought too much of ourselves. So anyway, that's what's behind the wrestling music there. Liam, what are you talking about, a book? You want to talk about a book? We're not here to discuss books, but what are you talking about?
I had nothing to do with the wrestling stuff, although I laughed insanely when I saw the picture, which is at robscottbell.com. You're more rotund in the photo, and I think I'm a little lankier than I actually, but that's fine. It's otherwise an exact likeness.
So you want to talk about the book. By the way, real quick, I want to give a big shout-out to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, my friend. Thank you so much for making this show possible, and also the good people over there at GCN making this show possible. We really appreciate it. So let's talk about the book. What do you want to talk about,
Liam?
What book are you talking about, by the way?
It's a book I found. It was left in a bus stop where I was going to buy some drugs. But now hold on a second. That's a joke. Hold on a second. You'll get the punchline to the joke, but I just interrupted my thought. Hold on, I'm kidding. Hold that thought. The reality is we are going to talk about Mike Adams and his great work. He's got Natural News, has a new article up about a GMO study. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about it in the next hour, sure.
We're going to talk about stevia. We're going to talk about fluoride, which
We got a couple of big guests on the show today, as a matter of fact, and I'm not talking about Liam and myself. We got John Rappaport that's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour, and at the bottom of the second hour, we got John D. Wells, weekend host of Coast to Coast AM, will be joining us as well. So it's going to be a good show today, despite the fact that you have two wrestlers tag-teaming it here.
So I was in the bus stop. I was just actually looking for something to eat on the ground, and I found this book. No, okay, this is a beautiful book. It was not found in a bus stop. I'm looking at the cover. It says, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. Got a lovely family walking into a non-Fukushima polluted, West Coast. I guess that could be the South, but it's very pretty. And then you open it, and there's this guy, as friendly as can be, as open as can be. He's Italian. Hold on. Bowling a ball. Bollinger. Are you related to this guy? So there's a guy in a suit. He looks good in a tie. Oh my God, did you write this?
You're talking about me. Yeah.
I made a mistake. I was enjoying this book for a while.
Until you realized that I wrote it?
No, I like it even better now.
Okay, got
you. Beautiful girl in hair called Charlene. I mean, gorgeous.
Yes, yes, my beautiful wife.
Then there is a family story, which is absolutely heartfelt, about losses. And then we get into the cancer industry and medical mafia, and we go through the names. And I've read a lot of these books, the Hoxie book, mm-hmm. you know, and then there's Linus Pauling pops up, and I believe. And then there's the kid who ate apples and went to, I mean, he cured himself with apple seeds, which contain, I believe, some sort of form of Laetrile, but you'll correct
yep.
me.
Are you talking about Jason Vail, my friend, that went to jail for 5 years in New York State Pen because he was selling apricot seeds, actually, on his website? And he had the audacity to tell the truth about them, that they actually have some anti-cancer effects.
So you know that you, well, you see, you did this research. I mean, this, so I'm looking at this book, and then you get past the sort of the guys who were suppressed, and then you just get into the stuff you can actually do. This is very meaningful right now. You know, I didn't.
Well, you know, go ahead, Liam. Finish that thought. I don't want to interrupt you.
Well, I was just going to say we met through the show, and we hung out and had a lot of laughs at the conference. I mean, Ty's very funny. And we just cracked each other up, which was nice.
No, we're not talking about my face now, Liam. We're not talking about my face.
No, I don't. I look at the soul. But I didn't realize, you know, what Ty wrote. And then he gave me a book, and the printer had put somebody's archaeological expedition. There's actually one copy, and I have it, or two.
That's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
Of your book.
The printer folks had actually put the wrong book in my cover. So when they shipped me this shipment of books, Cancer Step Outside the Box, there was one book that was left, and it actually had another book on the inside. So that's what Liam's talking about.
Yeah, about South American archaeology, and it's mm-hmm. fantastic. Then I thought,
and it was way better than my book.
No, it wasn't. and then I read Ty's book, and I'm looking. Okay, here we have all the dirty dozen or the dirty foods that you got to avoid, and all the things you have to get rid of. But then you go through all the protocols, and this is what I love. Okay, here it is: Bob Beck protocol, heading, research what you could do, biooxidative therapies. Does it sound easy to use? Then you go through the B's. Then you go through the Budwig diet. You give a review. You're essentially like a really good movie reviewer who did his homework. You figured out if not only is the movie good or bad or not. This is what it seems like to me. I love reading books of, you know, sort of analysis, but that come in short enough packages that you can just go, okay, I can absorb that. I get it. I can read more SEACT. I mean, you know, and it just goes, you know, you go through the whole thing. And that's I wrote a review for
Liam,
you that I said this is, you know, one of my new favorite books.
Well, thank you, Liam. I appreciate that. And that review was fantastic, by the way. I really do appreciate that as well. But you're right. It's, you know, it's the book is more of a compilation of my research. It's a compilation of what I've found to be the best therapies through talking to doctors and patients for cancer. It's not my treatments. They're not my treatments by any means. It's more of just a collaboration of different treatments all together put into a compilation. Much the same way that a CPA, which by the way I am a CPA, would draft up a compilation for purposes of accounting. In other words, it's just a summary of numbers. In this case, it's a summary of treatments. And so I'm very clear
with
about that in the book.
With your sense of humor,
you add a little bit of sense of humor. You make it readable, you make it understandable, you make it succinct. And then when you throw in the passion that I have for it, which resulted from losing my family to cancer, I think that's why the book has done so well, is because people can kind of they see that through reading the book, and they kind of get a chance to know me through reading about the family. And do we have Super Don on the line? Super Don, are you there?
What are you guys doing? What is this? I thought this was the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are we on the air?
Are we live? Warming up.
Oh,
hey.
No.
Hey, guys. Having all this fun without me and Robert. What's going on?
I'm glad you joined the fun here at Super Don.
No, I'm reading Ty's book, not for the first time, but I genuinely am taking it, just sort of taken with it. It's just such an easy to read, but practical and appropriately detailed book that says Cancer Step Outside the Box. You really want to understand what's happening. So it's not a short book, but it's not hard to look at, and it's not Anna Karenina, you don't have to start at the beginning and, you know, end when she throws herself under the tracks. You can go anywhere. And, I do love this book. I could ask you more questions, but I don't want to break up the audience, but you did lose, you lost a lot of family members. A lot.
Yeah, I did. You know, I lost the first family members I lost to cancer was my father in 1996, and then I lost a couple grandfathers, a grandmother, uncle, cousin, and my mother. So I've lost almost everyone close to me to cancer. So I really do have a passion to spread the truth about the way that you can treat cancer effectively, naturally, without the toxicity that's involved with the big three treatments. So that's my passion. And I'm just thankful to be able to do this and to help people. It's a very rewarding thing to be able to help people to stay alive and to live healthy lives. And that's my passion. I know that's yours. I know it's Super Dawn's passion. I know it's RSB. So we all share this desire to help people be healthy.
Yeah, well, I as you know, just like you, Ty, my mom passed away from cancer.
Yeah,
I was 18 years old. Wow. My grandfather, my grandmother. So it's, you know, I've got it on both sides of my family, and I've been touched by that as well. And it's hard to find anybody anymore that has not been touched by that sort of thing, whether it's through an immediate family member or an extended family member or a close friend.
Yeah, you're right, Don. You're right. As a matter of fact, I thought when I published the book back in 2006 that I was an anomaly, that I was odd, that there was very few people that had lost as many people as I had, as many family members to cancer. The truth of the matter is that I'm not odd, and neither are you. Sadly, we're almost becoming the norm.
We're not odd in that way anymore.
Yeah, we're odd in a lot of different ways. Just ask Liam.
He's not odd.
No, I'm totally strange. So let's listen to... come on, be honest. I don't do anything that normal people do. I'm out there, man. Let's... I think about the end of the world all the time. You know, I'm always reading the news and pinging between sort of being philosophical about it and just sort of getting a bug-out bag.
Well, hey, you know what, Liam? Let's hang on to your bug-out bag thought. We're going to take a break here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we will be right back after this break.
Revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that laws have been passed that would allow the federal government to pick you up unknown to others without legal advice, be held indefinitely? no one knowing where you can be located. The United States is fast becoming a dictatorship with no opposition. Another law that's making its way out of committee would revoke your citizenship even if they accuse you of being a terrorist. Is this what Americans want? Dictatorship? We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You think Robert would be upset? You think he'd be upset if he heard me?
I'm right here, rocking it back of the help world.
You think he'd be upset if he heard us?
I don't know. It's Robert, right?
Yeah, he probably would.
My show.
Is that Robert? Do we have RSB on the line?
Who stole my show?
RSB, what is going on, my friend?
Oh, trying to make my way off to the naturopathic convention in Las Vegas, and my arms are already flopping tired.
Are they? Well, listen, we just wanted to check in with you, RSB. We know that you're the main guy on this show, so we wanted to make sure that everything's going well with you. Wanted to tell you that our thoughts and prayers are with you traveling and that you have a great time out there. And just not to worry. We're not going to get you, you know, you're not going to lose your syndication. We're not going to get you kicked off the air, anything like that, most likely.
I need a hug. You guys,
anyway, man.
You're sitting in, man. You guys rock it and roll it the only way you guys can. I appreciate y'all. And
hey, you have a
stage from Las Vegas.
Yeah, you have a great trip out there.
No, guys. Robert.
What? Yes, Liam.
Robert, it's Liam. I didn't want to wish you any of that stuff. I just wanted to make sure that you got me something in Las Vegas. So, there's the Larry Flint building.
I was going to get a hug from Jasmine John.
Yes, that. Also, there's a Larry Flint building. Anyway, you'll figure it out. Just ask around. Larry Flint property. Okay. Okay. See ya.
I'll bring the healing.
Yeah, I went the gumball machine this time.
Oh, guys, have fun, man. How are you laughing? I wish I could be there with you today, but thanks for
sitting
in ably.
Hey, have fun, RSB.
All
right, that was fun, guys, getting RSB on the line there. We got to check in with the Commander-in-Chief, right?
Yeah, I'm still looking at your book, though. I've got burdock tea. You know, when I was my macrobiotic studies were all about the burdock tea and the shiitake mushroom. You got the mushrooms in here, shiitake, the other one?
Yeah, got all the medicinal mushrooms in there.
And now it says in here, I could talk about this book the whole time, but you even list something here about sodium being problematic, as per the Gerson diet. Do you have any,
because
miso is very high in sodium, but then miso organic, right?
No, that's one of the big deals with the Gerson diet is they want you to eliminate, almost completely eliminate sodium. I'm not of that mindset, so I disagree with that. But that's part of the Gerson diet, so I include it in the book because that's part of the Gerson diet. You know, much like one protocol that's been pretty successful is the Tullio Simoncini protocol out of Rome, Italy, with the sodium bicarbonate. He believes that cancer is a fungus. Well, I disagree with that. I don't believe cancer is a fungus, but a lot of people get good results from the sodium bicarbonate because the cancer reacts to it much the same way that the fungus does to the alkalinity and so forth. So there's a lot of the things that are in the book, the different protocols, that I might disagree with certain parts, but I've included them in their entirety so you can get the full lowdown on the protocol.
And that's what I really like about it. It truly is an encyclopedia, and I think you didn't pick ones that didn't work and say try it. You picked the ones that work.
Yeah, I mean, I picked the ones that I believe that I've seen that work the best through correspondence with doctors, through speaking with patients that have personally used these protocols and had success with them. So, yeah, I'm not going to include anything in there that doesn't work. And I did have some treatments in there that I've removed from the first edition that I've learned didn't work as well as I thought they did. So I took them out. I'm now in the fifth edition of the book. So it's a work in progress, and I'm actually going to be coming out with the sixth edition, hopefully by the end of the year.
I need to make editions of my book. Look, you are such a marketing genius. I got to learn everything from you. I wrote a book. It's good. What's going on? You know, that's all. I wrote a book. It's good.
Your book is good. It's very good. And as a matter of fact, we're going to talk a little bit about your book in the next hour. Is Liam's book, next Official Hour. Stories.
But we got Rappaport. We are talking Rappaport.
We do. We do. We got John Rappaport on here right after this next break, and we're going to be talking about Syria with him. And something you said before the last break struck a nerve. You said, let's get our bug out bags ready. Well, let's talk to Rappaport here after this break, and we'll see about the bug out bags, because this war with Syria heating up, it's not looking good, is it?
Okay, I'm going to take the position that even though the Russians and maybe Chinese... Hey, when we come back, I want to tell you where I'm hopeful. How about that?
Where you're hopeful. Okay, well, you know what? We all should be hopeful. We've got reason to be hopeful. People are waking up, and then the powers that be, the globalists, are really not getting away with things the way that they thought they could. The sheeple are waking up, and so we're thankful for that. Just stay tuned, folks. After the break, John Rappaport.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science support and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker?
Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Robert Scott Spell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Spell.
We are back with Robert Scott. Hello, Joe. But Robert's not here. He's in Las Vegas having a great time absorbing some of the neutrinos and hopefully not the leftover cesium from the various experiments that happened out there. I'm hosting a show with my good friends, guys I like and respect. Imagine that. Ty Bollinger and John Rappaport is going to be popping on the show in a second, but I'm just going to say I got up this morning with that feeling of, oh, my God, you know when something terrible is going on and you wake up and dreaming is fine, but you wake up and it hits you again and you go, oh, what? We're doing what? We're invading what? We've got what? We've got GMO what? So this list of things in my mind, and I read the paper, right. I read the electronic paper called The Internet, and I saw, hi, did you see this? That the Russian, did you see this? Russian warships?
Yeah. I saw the Russian and also the Chinese, too.
Well, InfoWars has it that the Chinese troop deployment was being sent or is en route to Syria, the waters outside Syria where the U.S. warships have been amassing. The Russian ships are there, at least as per Bloomberg, and I think that that's definitive. And Vladimir Putin called John Kerry a liar.
Okay. Join the crowd. We can all see that. We all know that Carrie's a liar, don't we?
I know, but when they do it internationally like that, they're either beating the drums of war or they're saying, if you don't step back, so-and-so, I got a fistful of dynamite for your nose. So I want to ask John Rappaport, I'm trying not to take China and Russia being in proximity as a bad thing. I'm trying to say, look, America, you're not Germany. This isn't 1939, and you can't just invade Poland over and over again. So I want to throw it to Rappaport, who has a new article at robertscottbell.com and nomorefakenews.com. John Rappaport, author of The Matrix, revealed Michael Corleone says yes to war in Syria by John Rappaport. Am I wrong? Is there anything to hope for? Or does Hyman Roth have all of our numbers, John?
You know, I don't really know him, what the Russians and the Chinese think they're doing, aside from observing. So what are they going to observe? Missiles leaving ships. They can count, I guess, how many. They can probably track them. They're not making overt threats yet, saying we'll attack the American ships if missiles are delivered. So it looks to me like it's a sort of a threat. Watch out, here we are. But beyond that, I'm not seeing anything yet. If Putin says, look, if you guys fire missiles, we're going to destroy your ships, then all of a sudden everything goes, into major escalation mode. But until that point, I don't know what the show is all about.
But having ships there, having them there is significant. You know, it's like let's say you're getting a divorce and the attorney, you get essentially sued for divorce and you've been on bad behavior, and they say, well, you can't have visitation this time without having somebody sort of watch you. You're on better behavior, aren't you, if you're in the middle of a situation and there's somebody watching you?
Yes, I suppose you could be, if the ships, American ships, have something else in mind besides firing missiles. If that were the case, yes. I mean, like, for example, if all of a sudden you saw them moving closer to shore and you saw troops getting into smaller boats, yeah, right. And I suppose planes, leaving the decks of aircraft carriers, that would be something to notice too. So, yeah, it could, I suppose, curb some additional bad behavior, but I'm not putting a lot of stock in it right now.
Well, Ty, your take, and I do want people to read Michael Corleone says yes to war in Syria. I think it's a wonderful metaphor, analogy, comparison. We're a movie-watching nation, and Godfather 2 is imprinted very deeply in a lot of, and one, in a lot of our psyches. Michael, I'm reading from John's article, is like one of the late Roman emperors. Well, that's exactly right. Wielding the sword at the end of the line after the nation has already sealed its fate by opting for imperial empire and conquest, the lethal blowback has already been guaranteed. Guys, lethal blowback, what do you see?
Yeah, well, just look at all the wars. Look at all the invasions. Look at all the so-called police actions. Look at Libya. Look at Vietnam. Look at Afghanistan, the endless war, which as soon as we leave, the Taliban will come out of their caves and start the whole thing all over again. All of this insanity does not go unpunished. It's not without consequences. And the thing about the comparison to The Godfather is Michael Corleone makes a decision that he is going to avenge the shooting of his father, and that he's going to take over the family, and that he's going to kill all the enemies of his family. And so he does. And as he moves out into that territory, already being the head of a crime family, which means that they, they kill people and they intimidate and threaten and maim and steal and lie and cheat, he is now going to war. And what he discovers in the process is that the war doesn't have any end. because he gets rid of Sollozzo, he gets rid of Barzini, who supposedly is the, you know, the brains behind the attack on the Corleone family. And then in Godfather 2, we see that lurking behind Barzini is Hyman Roth, who is really the kingpin. And so Michael is determined to kill him too, which he does eventually. But yet, that's not all, because in Godfather 3, it's all of a sudden he's going to make the final deal that will put the entire family in a secure position, as if they aren't already. I mean, they have quite a bit of money. It's not like they're broke. He's going to go after the Vatican money machine, and he's going to make a business deal that will guarantee him a gigantic amount of money. And eventually, he walks right into the trap in Italy, and his family is destroyed, and then he dies. So this is endless enemies. This is real enemies, imaginary enemies, all kinds of enemies that show up on the radar when you are the head of a crime family dedicated to making endless war, which is what the United States Imperial Empire has become. And eventually you pay the price. And what we're seeing now is a tremendous split in the country because, in no small part due to alternative media like this show, like other websites, alternative news, and so forth, people are not buying the government line. They're not buying what Obama says or the, whatever the Congress is going to do. They don't see the reason for going to war here. And it is now, you know, tremendous division in the country about this, which Obama was hoping to avoid by just saying, I'm going to defer to Congress. But that didn't work, and it's not working. And so, you know, these presidents in succession that we get in this country, they are like the heads of, or the, at least the titular heads of crime families. The government is a crime family. They make war. That's what they do. Against, you know, foreign, quote, enemies and domestic enemies, meaning the people. In the prior article, I think it was, I mentioned all the government agencies that I could think of off the top of my head who do nothing but make war against the people. The FDA, the USDA, you know, would rank right up there. We're going to destroy alternative medicine. We're going to cut off people's access to nutritional supplements. This war has been going on for, you know, 70, 80, 90 years out of the FDA. The USDA is saying we're going to force GMO food down your throat, whether you like it or not. We're not going to test it. We're going to say it's good for you. Obama backs that up. And here we have, you know, almost a fait accompli now in America, where all the acreage of farmland is either GMO or it's contaminated by GMOs. And on this goes. I mean, government is organized to make war on target audiences. It's a crime family. And the price is going to be paid for making endless war. You're not invincible.
Yeah, those are great points, John. Robert and I were talking about this on the show yesterday. How the you mentioned the FDA being one of the governmental entities that makes war on the people. We'd mentioned about how the FDA is going after now alternative doctors. They're using NSA type software to spy on alternative doctors that are you know, offering integrative type medicine that dare to do anything outside of the conventional box of medicine. And so they're snooping on them with NSA style software, you know, like they're criminals. And these are just doctors that will refuse to go inside the box that happen to be using herbs or other kind of natural remedies for treating disease. You know, the enemy of the government has now become farmers that have, you know, raw milk available to their customers and organic vegetables and people that are growing their own gardens and doctors that happen to be working integratively. You know, these are the enemies of the state now, and they're allocating their resources now to persecuting these types of people. So I couldn't agree with you more that one of the main things that some of these governmental entities do is they make war against the people. One of the things that you mentioned in your article about nine reasons to go to war with Syria, one of the first ones was that Obama was going to go to Congress for approval instead of unilaterally striking Syria so that he could get the support of the people. But I agree with what you just said. I don't think that's going to happen. Because this is different now. It's different than after 9/11. When after 9/11 happened and they pulled off that false flag within hours, you know, the 90%+ of Americans bought into the story and they wanted to go kill the Muslims. It's not going to be quite so easy now, is it?
No, it's not. It's a whole different landscape.
Yeah. Well, John, hang tight with us if you can for just one more segment. You think you can do another 10 minutes with us?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, great. Appreciate it. We'll be right back here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life, nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science support and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Robert Chavelle Show. We're talking to John Rappaport about Syria. And John, I want to get on it real quickly. We got a very short last segment here for this first hour of the show. And I want to continue going through the list of nine reasons going to war with Syria. One of the things that really stuck out to me, number three on the list, winning congressional approval reinstates the illusion for a few moments that we are a constitutional republic. That is very aptly said, because we hear about Obama deciding to go to Congress, that he made the choice to go to Congress instead of strike unilaterally. That's no choice, is it? Isn't he required to go to Congress by the Constitution, which he swore to uphold?
Sure, absolutely. And notice that nobody's talking about it. None of the politicians are pointing this out. Hey, wait a minute. You're not doing us a favor here. This isn't like ice cream after the movies, you know. This is required. You have to do this. You should have done it with Libya. Every president should have done it. There are other presidents who didn't do it. It's all illegal unless you go to Congress.
Right.
So that's a complete fabrication.
Yeah. Excellently said there. Liam, hit me with another one.
Yeah, well, four is very powerful, but I want to drop back into that one. Five, stop construction of the natural gas pipeline across Syria, which would boost Iran's economy by sending Iranian gas to Europe. Iran's economy must be torpedoed. This is grand chessboard stuff. The big Brzezinski. This is Henry Kissinger's think. This has been on the record for a long, long, long time. This is very serious, and I'm always talking about oil, peak oil. Well, Afghanistan, pipeline territory. Syria, pipeline. Yeah, they got a little oil, but it's pipeline territory. Caspian, Middle East, et cetera. So I definitely know that that's what. Hey, remember the Boston Marathon? It actually led back to Syria. We actually traced that one back to Syria. We were meant to be anti-Syria after the make-believe investigation.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. 9/11 was done by Syrians, right?
Correct.
So absolutely. These economic, political chessboard moves are extremely important, and in this case, it's the pipeline. There are other factors involved with the pipeline, but one of them is definitely Iran, because it would allow their economy to improve significantly, and their economy is one of the major targets of the U.S., so the U.S. doesn't want that pipeline, and the deal was inked for the pipeline not very long ago, so Syria has been in the crosshairs ever since.
John, number two on the list, I want to hit you with real quick. We're running out of time. Give the people an adrenaline rush. I couldn't agree more. Explain what you mean by that.
Well, traditionally, when people in the country, the population thinks, okay, there's a good reason to do this, to go to war, which most of the time is completely crazy, but nevertheless, then everybody gets behind it. Okay, we got a wartime president. We're on wartime status. This is serious stuff. Turn on the TV. Let's get rolling. Let's see the stuff, the firecrackers in the sky at night, and hear the news and watch people die, whatever, you know, it's war and we have to do it. And that stimulates the flow of adrenaline. And so you
yes.
get the population, which otherwise is completely bored out of their minds, suddenly waking up or seeming to wake up into yet another trance where they say, hey, boy, this is fabulous.
Yeah, you know, that's such a good point, John. It reminds me of when we, back a decade ago, when we were bombing Iraq. And it was on TV, the live strikes were on TV, and you almost got the feeling that it was right up there with the Super Bowl, that you should just go grab a six-pack of beer and a thing of popcorn and watch it for entertainment. I mean, it had that kind of a feel, didn't it?
Yeah, same deal. And, you know, there's a lot of media people that make their bones during these episodes.
Yeah.
So they're all on fire, too. Yeah, send me to a rooftop in Syria. Send me to Jordan. You know, let me report live from the scene. Let me get my bush jacket out and look like I'm harried up there. And because maybe people remember my name and I can get a gig as an anchor after this. So everybody's rooting and tooting.
Almost reminds you of the quote by Smedley Butler, doesn't it? War's a racket.
War's a racket. I'm reminded of the Roman emperors, you know, and John knows, you know, everybody knows this, whether they know it in detail or not, but they had to give, there were a lot of Roman people. They gave them bread and circuses. They gave them food and a lot of bloodshed.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's what's going on still today, isn't it, fellas?
Yep.
Yeah, but we got another hour, Ty. We got to cheer ourselves up, maybe.
Yeah, we do. Well, John, thank you so much for being on as a guest this hour. We really appreciate it. Keep up the good work. And remember, everybody, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.